Okay, we have Brian Gregg on the line. He is the head of Brian Gregg on an Associates. He's a professional trainer. We've had him on this program over the years. And Brian is going to be presenting two seminars at TICE in January. And Brian, welcome to Flow Radio again. And I wanted to ask you about one of these seminars.
Well, it's a great pleasure to be with you, Dave, and talking with your listeners. Thank you very much.
Now, the need, I would say, for not only retailers, but retail salespeople and others to go to a seminar, to get education, to even adopt an educational program has never been greater, I would say, than this point. I can't imagine.
The bar is raising every year. Competition gets tougher. There's fewer retailers than there were 5 or 10 years ago, but the ones who are left were some of the better ones. And that means, on average, the customers expect more and get more from competition. We all have to work to improve our game.
And the competition, as you mentioned, does increase every year, and that competition is taking share. And I guess that fact right there means that whatever you've been doing in the past isn't necessarily going to work in the future.
Yeah, and in particular, the competition, a lot of it comes from the big boxes these days, which is why the workshop we're going to be talking about, I've labeled even more growth strategies the big boxes don't want you to know about. Because if you can do things that they can't, that's competitive advantage in this situation where the bar is always being raised in terms of what it takes to be successful.
Well, talk about some of these strategies. What's the first one you're going to be talking about?
Well, the first thing we're going to do is build a foundation that basically says, here's why people are making buying decisions these days. And in short, the tip of the iceberg, if you can appeal to somebody's need to enhance their self-image or provide entertainment or pamper them, those are solid business strategies. And we'll start with many examples of how that's played out in the marketplace, even to the point where it made a lot of companies recession-proof during the most recent recession. Companies like Starbucks and BMW and spas and cosmetics companies did not see a recession. So I've researched why and turned that into some strategies that people can use in their marketing, selling, and managing their business. And that's the foundation we'll build in the first part of the workshop. And we'll give people a chance to apply those strategies to their business as we go through the rest of the workshop.
Interesting. And you said these are 16 strategies?
There's 16 different topics we'll be talking about, some in more depth than others. But they fall in either the marketing, selling, or business management category. And I'll highlight some of those in a little more depth, but we'll cover them all as we go through the workshop. And when I say cover them, and I'm intentionally using the word workshop, that means that people will be given forms and tables and procedures and a chance to talk to the people sitting beside them and have conversations about their current strategies and how they might modify their current strategies. Because I want people to walk away from this workshop being able to immediately apply what they've learned to improve their business.
Well, that's interesting. I've always felt that one of the prime reasons retailers go to TICE anyway is to interact with other retailers, and you're sort of plugging that into this seminar.
Absolutely. We'll get people, give them a chance to work together during the workshop. They're talking with people, they're sitting beside people they don't compete with, and so why not share ideas that benefit both of them? It's kind of like you throw one idea into a hat, but 10 other people do the same. You put one in, and you can take 10 out. That's pretty good math, and that's what we'll try to build into the workshop.
I would say. Well, I'm looking at the list of marketing, and you've got a number. Pick out some of the most important ones of those.
Well, one of the things we'll talk about is the importance of brands. I said earlier one of the reasons people buy is based on their self-image. Well, brands are your self-image for your business. And there are three types of brands. There's the store brand, there's the staff brand, if you will, the individual person's brand, and then there's the product brands. And we'll talk about how to work with all three of those to appeal to a customer in the self-image arena. We'll also apply that concept of brands and self-image to business-to-business transactions. So we'll talk about both residential and commercial and business-to-business transactions and how brands play into that, given the way people buy. Because even if it's a consumer that has those interests and those buying habits, so do people in business-to-business. They're people, too, and they have the same reasons to buy. So we'll talk about brands. In that section of the workshop, we'll talk about marketing to technology-savvy customers, too. One of the techniques I'll share is how to do a social safari and evaluate your business. Methods to look at your website, your social media, your competitors' sites. industry sites and review sites where your customers might also be looking for your business, and how to take advantage of what you learn there in your marketing to technology-savvy customers in the self-image arena.
Let me ask you a question.
Look at what you're doing to make the experience entertaining for your customers, all the way from the shopping experience to things like your incentives. You know, how many retailers have considered doing something like paying for somebody's mobile service or their data plan or their subscription to Amazon Prime as an incentive instead of just dollars off the sale?
Interesting. Let me ask you a question about brands. Do you think that most retailers think about building their brand in the eyes of consumers and potential customers, or is that something that just sort of happens?
I think they do think about it. It's just a matter of how much and how well and from what perspective. I'm afraid that many look at it from an internal perspective rather than the customer perspective. And so these three strategies we'll be talking about, self-image, entertain, and pamper, are three lenses, I call them, that you should look at when looking at your brand and your marketing to make sure that they're going to strike those chords with the customer, because that's the reason people are buying these days.
And it seems to me also, you mentioned tech-savvy customers. I think everybody, regardless of their age group, seems to fit in that category now, and with millennials coming in, they're certainly the most tech-savvy customers that are out there, I suppose.
You know, but grandmothers and grandfathers can be tech-savvy too. So I intentionally did not say, you know, marketing to millennials, for example, but marketing to tech-savvy. I don't like talking about the demographics of a customer base, age, gender, income. I prefer to talk about what I call the emographics. Just get rid of the D. The emographics of your customer base. What's their emotional composition? What are they looking for? What do they want? What's going to cause them to spend money? And that's where technology savvy is one of the things that strikes a chord with some customers, regardless of their age. And so we'll talk about specific techniques to market to technology savvy customers.
I see. Well, that's really imperative at this point in time. No
oh,
question
absolutely.
About it.
Can't get by without it. And you know, an important message here is the message. There'll be great workshops at TICE on social media platforms, new trends, what's emerging, that sort of stuff, how to use social media. But what I'm talking about is when you're using social media, what's your message? Those two things have to work together for an effective campaign to technology-savvy customers.
This is going to conclude the first part of a two-part series featuring Brian Gracon from Brian Gracon & Associates. We're discussing a seminar which he will be leading at TICE. It's entitled Growth Strategies the Big Boxes Don't Want You to Know About. We'll air the second part of this series on Thursday. This is Flow Radio.